NPHET meets again today, and as we heard earlier, mask wearing in primary school is likely one of the options they'll be discussing to try to manage this wave. And Health Minister Stephen Donnelly told the Doyle yesterday that booster vaccines would be offered to people with underlying conditions from next week. Professor Mary Horgan is President of the Royal College of Physicians in Ireland and a member of NPHET. Good morning, Professor Horgan. Hello, Professor Mary Horgan, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, good morning to you. First of all, before we talk about some of the details, let's talk about the overall trends. The curve, it appears, is being flattened, but still at a high level before December begins. So the big question, in your view, can we really avoid another lockdown?
Well, I certainly hope we can avoid another lockdown. A lockdown is just a blunt instrument, and it's really the last resort. We have developed loads of tools that we need to effectively use to avoid a lockdown. And, you know, the current situation in hospitals is steady. It's not increasing, certainly in Cork University Hospital. And what we would really like to see is that declining. So going from a steady state to declining over the next week or so. So avoiding lockdown at all costs would be the right way to go at this point in time. But it's always a bit uncertain and unpredictable, so we just need to watch things very, very closely.
Now, at the moment, primary pupils have the highest incidence of any age group. Is it time to look at mask wearing for primary school pupils, and would that work?
Well, we know for the past few months that the incidence of infection in primary school children is higher than the rest of the population, and probably for two reasons, or many reasons. Firstly, they are a group that haven't been vaccinated. We know how effective vaccines are. And secondly, they don't use masks. The rest of the population do. So it may be a time to consider that, because we do want to reduce the infection as much as we possibly can. And as we heard earlier from Paul Cullen, it's likely that the EMA may recommend vaccination in that 5 to 11-year-old age group. So that could, you know, that certainly will reduce the infections, and masking on top of that. Although, you know, it is difficult for younger children to wear masks, but we do need to follow the science. We need to see what comes out of the HICWA review that will be presumably discussed at NPHET today.
In the UK, they're giving boosters to anyone from the age of 40 and upwards. We're not going to get to the 50 to 60-year-olds until after Christmas, although there will be people with underlying conditions will get boosters from next week. Is that ideal?
I suppose it's not ideal, but we are where we are. There is a booster programme underway. It's a big operation. I believe it's being done as quickly as possible. There's a lot of logistics where it's done, whether it's in by the GP, the pharmacies, the vaccination centres. There's a lot of people involved in doing that and trying to do it as quickly as possible. And we do see the benefits of that already, certainly on the front line. We are seeing fewer older people who have been boosted coming into hospital. So that's really encouraging. And I think it's trying to get it out to those most at risk quickest, so that they don't end up coming into hospital or indeed dying.
And then we have the issue of testing. PCR testing for self-referrals is not keeping up with demand in many parts of the country. And it's Thursday. We still don't have clarity on the planned antigen subsidy rollout. It's hard for the public, isn't it, to keep up and to when they're trying to do their best, but it's as if the system isn't working with them.
Well, it is really hard for the public because they continue to step up to the plate. They are doing what is asked of them, and that's reflected in that steady state that we're seeing at the moment. It is winter. Winter is always challenging. We always have other respiratory viruses circulating, and where we probably didn't worry about those too much 2 years ago, we do worry about them now because the symptoms of COVID are very similar to the symptoms of other respiratory viruses. Thankfully, we're seeing very little influenza, but that, I suppose, demand for testing is frustrating. As you know, I'm a big advocate of antigen testing, and I was involved with our chief scientific advisor, Professor Mark Ferguson, in the initial report and chair the Rapid Testing Expert Advisory Group. that also recommends the use of antigen testing. And, you know, certainly the interim report from early October highlighted the importance of the logistics on rolling that out, and certainly recommended in principle subsidization of those tests. We have a very educated population. We need to trust the population. We need to follow the science and move away from the anecdotes we continue to hear on, you know, the antigen test is positive, it's negative. Let's follow the science. And let's use antigen test in a very measured, appropriate way in the population.
Yes, but the scientists aren't all speaking with one voice on this, are they? And that's the difficulty, isn't it? Because people are, you know, people hear you one day saying it's very good, and then we know that the chief medical officer wrote to the government urging against subsidies for the antigen test. So there is mixed messaging.
Yes, except the NPHET did recommend use, as we outlined, for those that are engaged in high-risk activities on a repeated basis. So there is support by NPHET for the use of antigen tests. All we can do as a group, and it is a wide variety of people, the Deputy Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Ronan Glynn, Professor Paddy Mallon, Professor Kingston Mills, our colleagues in public health, they're all on the group, and we have all had a united view on the appropriate use of rapid testing, which is really encouraging. And I think that message, that consistent communication, is really, really important when it comes to use of antigen tests. People are using them already. We need to ensure as a country that they are using them in the correct way.
All right. Thank you for your time this morning. That's Professor Mary Horgan, President of the Royal College of Physicians in Ireland and a member of NPHET.